The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer, and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities podcast. I'm your host, Joe DeYoung. I hope everybody had a good weekend. I hope everybody stayed safe and had a good time. Till today, I have another guest on my show. He's with the Development Enhancement Behavioral Health Services. So let's welcome Seth Zaxman to the show. Good afternoon, Seth. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good, Joe. Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me here. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, you're welcome, man. How does it feel to be on my show today?
Pretty good. I've been excited ever since I saw you at the trampoline park. So
you know what? I was getting ready to say that because it was July 28th. I think that was a Saturday.
Wow, you remember the date?
Yeah, I do. That was a Saturday when my former CLS partner. When my CLS partner Mindy was with me at the mm-hmm. time, that was her last day. That was the day that you actually met me, and you were with somebody, if I'm correct.
Yeah, I was with my little brothers. So, who are neurodivergent as well, and have some different ability statuses. So we were at the trampoline park, just jumping around. Yeah, and your CLS partner. Let me know just about kind of what you needed jumping around you. And so then her and I got talking. And then she introduced me to you, and it was great.
Yeah, and I told you about this show and that you wanted to be on the show. And you sounded excited.
Oh, yeah, super excited.
Yeah.
Because of what I do and everything.
So. Yep. And also, ladies and gentlemen, this is recorder Ron. They're right here. I forgot that. Here we go. Oops. Here's Ron right here. So this is my little handheld recorder.
Oh, that's so, Ron.
Yep, that's recorder Ron. That's my recorder's name.
Cool.
So we're gonna go over the. So here we go. So let's get right to the questions. So question number one coming at you, Seth. So how long have you been working for the Development Enhancement Behavioral Health Services?
I've been working there only 1 year, but it's been one full year about here, and a few weeks it's going to be 1 year. So, yeah, 1 year all through the pandemic. We've been open the whole time, fully masked, and yeah, so 1 year.
Oh, cool. So when you said that you started about a year ago, are you saying like in 2019 or 2020?
2020.
Yeah. Oh, all right. That was during all the shutdowns and everything.
Yeah.
That happened, you know.
Yeah, but like in the shutdowns, I mean, it's an important time for our community too, with our families and kind of all that they're kind of going through. It was important that we were able to still come in at the clinic for sure, and give them those services. So.
Yeah, because they need these services.
Yes, they do, and it can't be over telehealth, you know, or anything.
Right.
Because of what we're having to work on.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, alrighty. And another question coming at you, Seth.
All right.
So, tell me, what brought you into the field, and why?
Well, yeah, okay, so I went to the University of Michigan for my undergraduate studies, and I did some social kind of studies there, but I've always been into psychology, so I have Asperger's myself, and then I have my family members. I've definitely got, you know, I've got some addiction in my family and some different mental illnesses that really wanted to put me in the mental health field directly. So when I saw the posting online for helping out kids with autism spectrum disorder and being a behavior technician, I was just got right on the application. And yeah, so my interest in mental health and my position on the spectrum myself, wanting to help these kiddos, those are all kind of things that brought me to the job.
Yeah, and to help those with autism, it's funny you say that because these days right now, there's a lot of mental health mm-hmm. these days.
Like mental health issues?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the pandemic, I think, is a stressful thing for us all, so.
Yeah.
For sure, but yeah, and I mean, just autism, and it's a pretty, you know, my kiddos need lots of help with brushing their teeth, brushing their hair, going to the bathroom, getting dressed. So we're just working on all of those things and working on life skills for them.
So when you have a client with you, how do you connect your client to the community?
We do a lot of working with ourselves as the technicians to kind of evaluate how we're communicating and making sure that we're not being inaccessible. So we do a lot of like communicating how our clients communicate and then talking to each other in ways that our client can kind of be in our conversation still, so that we're not excluding them.
Right, like striking up a conversation with them, like telling them about like the weather or like what did you do yesterday?
For sure.
You know, how about like, do you guys talk about the traffic outside, or do you guys talk about the news or anything?
My clients, people with low functioning autism often don't speak.
Right.
So none of my kiddos speak. So we do a lot of playing. We do a lot of activities that they enjoy, or making crafts, or setting up certain games that we know that they enjoy, and then listening to what they do. Like for me, I communicate with my clients through noises. I mean, I don't make noises, but I listen to their noises, and that's how I know how they're feeling.
See, you know, for someone that's a visually impaired guy like me, it was kind of hard for me to know what's going on with them or if they needed anything. But when you mentioned sounds and stuff like that, you know, when they're like upset, frustrated, mm-hmm. or sad or mad, or if they're happy, you know, usually they'll do like a happy scream, or they'll just throw something, or they'll probably like make other sounds too, or they'll just like hit, you know.
Yeah. Yep, so those are all the things we're working on, of trying to teach some communication. Instead of hitting or throwing,
what can we do next time if you're feeling frustrated, right, or if you're upset,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
and also a lot, since they don't speak, we teach them sign language. We teach them some sort of sign that they can do with their body that signals to us that they are frustrated and that they are not feeling capable of doing something without being aggressive.
You know what? I try to learn sign language, and it's hard for someone like me that can't see sign language.
Yeah. Well, I mean, since he can't see, I mean, like, yeah, I know that a blind friend that I have, when he sees me, he touches my face.
Oh, he does?
He says that that's how he knows me and that that's how he remembers who I am.
Well, I don't touch people that way. I mean, I would like touch some people's hair. Like back in my day, I used to do that to some people's hair because my brother used to have friends over, and whenever his friends would try to trick me, it would backfire on them. Because to tell you a funny story, I had a friend, my brother's friend Jordan, he would come into my bedroom and because I would hear his keys jangle a lot. And that's why I knew he was coming. And one day he came in and he was holding his keys and everything. And I'm like, Jordan, he's like, how did you know that it was me? And he's like, I can't even fool this guy.
Yeah. No. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Because all these things that you were picking up on.
Yes. Because my hearing is so good. And,
yeah.
You know.
No. Yeah. No. You can hear you can hear like the littlest thing from really far away.
Yeah. Because my
scent gets better. Mm-hmm. Sense of touch. Sense of smell.
Yeah, because my sense of presence are very good. Like, I can feel when that person is on my to the left of me or the right of me just by their size and height.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so amazing. And, my kids, all my clients can kind of do similar things, and I just find it amazing.
Oh, but it is amazing with people's ability to know when someone's behind you or in front of you, or know who that person is by voice. Like, for me, I also recognize people by voice. So that's the ability that I have for someone that's visually impaired like me, you know.
Right.
And another question is coming right at you.
Okay.
So how long has the Developmental Enhancement Behavioral Health Services been around?
Yeah, okay. So this is a good question. Probably the question that I can talk on the least. I know a good bit about my company. I know that they've been around for several years. They started as a very small organization and company and then have branched out to three different clinics, one in Granville, one in Jenison, and then one here in Grand Rapids, or over in Grand Rapids. I work at the Grand Rapids location. We just had a new location, and so we kind of got updated, an updated area, which was really nice for all of our staff, clinicians, and the clients. But yeah, Developmental Enhancement Behavioral Health is a private ABA therapy organization and also a testing and counseling center for kids with autism spectrum disorder.
Right, so kind of like when they started low at first, they had to start from the underground first,
yeah.
If I'm correct.
Yeah, just I think my Dr. Connie Raymakers, who is my boss and I believe one of the founders with someone else named Mr. Dr. Mark Lamont, and they are two, I think, you know, they went to grad school and studied autism, so they've got a lot of years under their belt and do some pretty cool things.
Well, it sounds like that they have a lot more experience.
Indeed. Oh, yeah.
Because if you're gonna start something for people with disabilities, I mean, you gotta get experience first, and you gotta have, you gotta have training too, so yeah. You can get a lot more experience under your belt too.
Yeah, no, for sure. Experience and commitment to the field, commitment to the community.
Well, if you're committing to do something for the community, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, you know what that means. That's like,
It's hypocritical.
It is, and that's letting your community down or your clients down.
Not
a good thing to do, you know.
No, and I mean, unfortunately, as you know, people with disabilities get let down quite a lot. In our world, so I really enjoy my job because of that.
You know, yes, because it is sad that some people with disabilities get let down, and mm-hmm. I mean, times have changed, though.
They've changed a lot. Yeah, and even in my ABA therapy is a therapy that used to do a lot more shock on kiddos kids with low functioning, like shock therapy.
Yeah, shock therapy. Yeah, that's the one that they would. Speaking of that, they used it for people with mental health issues back in when they were put in asylums.
Yes. Yep.
Back in the day, because I would listen to a lot of documentaries.
Yeah.
The shock therapy.
Interested with that too.
But what I found out is that it actually, it makes it more aggressive.
Yeah. No. It has a lot of horrible effects.
Mm-hmm.
And just not arguably it's kind of traumatizing and very stressful for kids who are already not really deserving of being put into those environments, because it's not their fault that they're different.
No,
it's actually kind of on us to create an environment that they can thrive. It's not on them to have to put up with us.
And especially that too, because they should be allowed to have a place where they can fit into a community, mm-hmm. that they can fit in, like here in Michigan, for all people with special needs, mm-hmm. And for somebody that either has a cognitive disability or is low functioned, or somebody that probably can't do anything at all.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
Yeah. Yeah. They can do a lot. They're pretty happy just kind of playing a lot of the day.
Right.
Yeah. But to someone else, it's like they look and they don't seem that much is going on. But for that person, there's a lot going on.
Right.
We all have different interests.
Everybody does, and we're not the only ones.
No, right? Yeah.
Right, everybody's got their own differences.
Oh, for sure, yes. And it's just that people with disabilities, their differences seem to be highlighted.
Exactly. They are highlighted in different ways, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and another question is coming. Well, actually, here's another question that's coming right at you. another question.
Take your time.
So what is it about your job that you most enjoy?
When we have kind of like a breakthrough in programming and in the therapy treatment, when we kind of reach a milestone that has been kind of tough, that, you know, has been a struggle for the client to reach, and when we reach that, I think that's what I like most about my job, for sure. And then also just when I see my clients happy, I think when they're smiling and laughing a lot.
Well, laughter is good for the heart and soul for somebody with disabilities.
That's exactly why that's kind of one of my favorite parts of the job, is because I like to see them feeling that.
Yes. Right. And and when you mentioned and also another thing too, like when you mentioned all the games that you do with your clients, mm-hmm. Just curious, what kind of games do you guys do? What kind of games do you do with your clients?
Yeah, well, like just like tag, chase, like to play with tickles a lot. Like to kind of just play social games, hide and seek, peekaboo, kind of different games like that. Ring around the rosy. And some clients who like to do bowling. I have clients who like to play catch. So, yeah.
Oh, catch with the ball, right?
Yeah, catch with the ball.
Well, you know, with me, like, you know, how about crafts? What kind of crafts do you do, too?
For me personally?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like with your clients?
Yes. Yeah, I have one client who is really good at coloring. She does love to color. And so it's something with people with autism, spectrum disorders, that they have rigid interests. So this client, is she... She does. She enjoys coloring, and she enjoys certain princesses, and so we'll do paintings of princesses and colorings, and that's pretty fun.
Yeah, that is a lot of fun, because princesses, I mean, like, they're kind of like from the Disney movies.
Yes, for sure, and yeah, I think it's a special thing to be able to have that interest. That's a popular thing, you know, among our culture.
Yeah, and because there's also. There's like another therapy for people with disabilities where they can like they have like the therapy dogs come and mm-hmm. and they can like feel them, and it's like it calms them down.
Yeah.
Because when I was at a school called Pine Grove, and we actually had a therapy dog that came one day. I actually got to pet the dog, and it was pretty cool.
Nice. Pine Grove School.
Yeah, Pine Grove Learning Center.
Okay.
Yep, I was there for a year.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And another question is coming right at you, Seth. All right. So how did you guys get adjusted through COVID?
Yeah, it's been a process, that's for sure, the adjustment process. A lot of hard work on HR and on our admin, and even just with my supervisors and us as the techs every day, I think, for adjustments. We went through a lot of policy changes based back on, you know, beginning in 2019 then when the pandemic started? No, 2020.
No, 2020, that was last year when the pandemic started. That was in early March.
Thanks, it gets away from me sometimes.
Mm.
But yeah, so back starting then, the company did shut down initially. Especially just because, people in the autism community have kind of more vulnerable immune systems. So, and especially people with higher needs, they can have more susceptibilities. So we wanted to definitely protect our community from that. And then also I think we are kind of planning and designing protocols open back up. And we've just been fully masked. We used to have a very strict protocol of if you had any sort of symptoms, you couldn't come in for the day.
No, you had to stay home.
Yeah. So there was a while there where a lot of weeks of, you know, just like, 50, you know, maybe only 15 hours or 20 hours instead of the full 40 due to cancellations of our kids having symptoms and or of us just having some symptoms that required us to stay home for the day.
Right, because when this whole thing started and when the lockdown started, you know, I'm pretty sure it was affecting those with disabilities as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, our yeah the I think people with disabilities always need some services and support in our communities. And then when the pandemic happened, the need for that kind of heightened, I would even say, especially with parents still needing to keep up with work but not having childcare in the form of school. So things like that definitely kind of made things complicated.
Yeah, because with that, with parents having to work and everything, but pretty sure that there was a lot of help than there is right now with other businesses too, during the pandemic and everything. And last year it was challenging, yeah. And it was a roller coaster because last year, when all of us were on lockdown, Mindy and I couldn't see each other.
Oh, yeah, okay, right, you and the CPL partner, right? Okay.
Yeah, me and my CLS partner, yeah, we went...
Wow,
yeah,
even
we,
Mindy couldn't see you during the lockdown?
Yeah, she couldn't see me during the lockdown, but in the summertime, when some things were starting to let up a little bit, yeah, we could hang out.
Gotcha, right.
But, her friend has a trampoline in her backyard, and
you got to go jump on that?
Right, but I don't go on it anymore because the spring started to bend.
Oh,
and I'm not going back on that anymore because every time if I went back on it, then the springs would pop.
Oh, great, right. And you can maybe hear it creaking, and it's
yes.
Time to get off of this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
just stick with Sky Zone.
Well, I'm you know what? I'm going to stick with it. And because with this last year, I know it was hard for, with people with disabilities, there's been a lot, because right now, because of the lockdowns and people losing their jobs and everything, there was a lot of anxiety last year.
Mm-hmm. For sure, right? Yeah. Pandemic, I never lived through one before. I hopefully will not live through one again, but it's been an experience, that's for sure.
Right. Hopefully we don't have to go through this ever again.
Mm-mm. No.
No. And my last question that I have for you, what do you do for relaxation when you're not working?
That's a good question. My job is definitely one that requires some relaxation after hours. Honestly, since I'm kind of young, just in my early 20s, never really developed any great, self-care habits yet. So really, when I got in this, when this job, is when that started happening. I'll go home, I'll read books, I do puzzles, I cook certain meals and stuff that's fun. I just hang out with friends, but don't necessarily go out, because sometimes I'm too exhausted. So I do things like that, just whatever I'm needing, depending on the day. Depending if I had a rough session, with lots of emotions, and if it was distressful in any way, then maybe I'll take my afternoon and just let myself chill out. It goes depending on my day. I also like to go visit and hang out with my little brothers, and we go to skate parks a lot and hang out outside.
Oh, so do you guys go for a walk outside? Or?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Well, I like going for walks when it's a nice day out, when it's not too muggy out. So I like going. Gotcha. I like going for a walk around the cul-de-sac, and I also, with me during my spare time.
Yeah, what do you do in your spare time?
For me, I love, since my dad got me my Roku, I enjoy listening to YouTube. I listen to my favorite guys.
Oh yeah, Roku.
Yeah, I listen to some favorite guys that I like on YouTube. Matt and Sean. These are the guys that destroy stuff.
Matt and Sean.
Yeah.
With machines and stuff.
Well, they actually use their sledgehammers, or they'll put fireworks in it and just try and blow it up.
Gotcha. Wow.
But the YouTube channel is called Sean K. Gotcha. I like listening to him or to those guys, and then I'm in a very active. I love to lift weights.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, because I go to a gym on Wednesday. It's called Power Fitness. It's a small gym, so I go there, work out, lift weights, get some cardio in.
Power Fitness, not Planet Fitness?
No, I do Power Fitness because it's a smaller gym. Because Planet Fitness is just too big of a gym for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like
hard
Power
to navigate.
Fitness. Yeah, I feel like Power Fitness is the better fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's where I go and get my workouts. And
nice, that's awesome. Yeah, I need to get back to the gym. I do, yeah, I like to go for bike rides, too, and get out for runs.
So, I love to ride bikes too.
Nice.
It's funny you say that because when I used to do the bike riding and I was with the VI, every April or May they would do the VI Sports Day for those with visual impairment.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I was riding a bike, like I have like long legs to ride a bike. I got the legs to like ride a bike, so.
Mm-hmm.
And since I love to go fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's exactly what I'd love to do.
And do you ride on paths around here, on trails? Or?
You know what? I used to have a bike, but I don't have it anymore, gosh. Unfortunately. Yeah. But it's, yeah, no.
Maybe one day again.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, thank you very much for being on my show today.
Yeah, of course, Joe. This was awesome.
Hey, you're welcome. Before we go, is there anything that you would like to say or add to the conversation?
No, I don't think so. Just for anyone listening, thanks. And thanks for listening and opening your eyes up to some more of the disabled community world. And yeah, that's all I got.
All right. You're welcome. All righty. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's episode of the Joe Show, Connecting All Abilities. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to share, like, and subscribe, and don't forget to comment down below. And also don't forget to leave a rating and write a review. You can find my podcast on the Whole Picture Podcast Facebook page, powered by WKTV. And you can also find it on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Anchor and Anchor.fm. which is powered by WKTV and Stitcher. And my show airs on Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. on channels WKTV, Comcast 25, and AT&T 99. So I will see you all next week. And before we go, this is my joke of the day to end the show. So here's the joke of the day. Oh, just a second here. Oh, but I don't think Ron has any more questions. So here's my joke. What do you call a baseball player who chews sunflower seeds? The designated spitter.
That was a good one.
Thank you. And until next time, hasta la vista, adios, and until next time, peace.